Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another episode of UK Business Morning. As we start this week, it seems the small business community is facing yet another challenging period. The Simply Business report really highlights the struggles they're going through.
Morning, Alice. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting read. One in five fearing they might have to close permanently is a staggering figure. That could mean almost 1 million fewer businesses in the UK. That's quite the big claim, right?
It is, and these are the businesses that account for 60% of private sector employment and contribute £2.8 trillion in turnover each year. So, if they're struggling, the entire economy is at risk.
Right, and it's not just about numbers. The report shows that a quarter of small business owners are resorting to using their personal savings to keep their businesses afloat. That's quite a personal sacrifice.
Exactly, and looking at the survey data, there's a clear call for action from these businesses. A quarter want the employer's national insurance increase reversed. Another 27% are asking for a simplified tax process. It's clear they're looking for relief in these areas.
I see. So, despite the change in government 12 months ago, the confidence in the UK economy among SMEs has actually halved. From a quarter in 2023 to 50%, now expecting the economy to worsen. That's quite a shift.
And it's not just about expectations. The rising costs are forcing many to raise prices. 43% of businesses are increasing their prices, with some going as high as 29% to offset these costs. But even with the price hikes, expectations for profits are plummeting, from 43% in 2023 to just 17% now.
That's a significant drop, but there's still some optimism. 57% of small businesses are confident about their prospects over the next 12 months, though a quarter of them are still worried about having to use personal savings if this year doesn't go their way.
It's interesting to hear from the business owners themselves. Amanda Burwell, who runs an online resort wear company, says the costs are just escalating. Minimum wage, national insurance payments starting at £5,000, and electricity costs are making it nearly impossible to make a profit.
And Adam Billiard, who makes natural pet and home products, mentions that the 2023 tax increase to 25% was another blow. It's causing many businesses to fail and making it hard to survive at year end.
Julie Fisher, the CEO of Simply Business, echoes these concerns. She points out that the government's changes to tax, business rates relief, and minimum wage are increasing running costs for small businesses. And with so many planning to raise prices, it's clear they're feeling the pressure.
But even with these challenges, there's still optimism. Over half of the businesses remain confident about their future. However, she also warns that if the year isn't successful, one in 10 may have to let staff go, and almost a fifth could cease trading.
It's a serious situation. As Julie says, seeing so many SMEs struggle is a cause for concern not just for the business owners, but for the entire economy and our communities. We need to support and celebrate their resilience.
Absolutely. Small businesses are the backbone of the UK economy. If they're struggling, it's a sign that the entire system needs to be re-evaluated. The government needs to take these concerns seriously and provide the necessary support.
That's for sure. As we wrap up this segment, it's clear that the challenges are real, but so is the determination. Let's hope the government and the broader community step up to support these vital businesses.
Agreed. And that's the UK Business Morning. We'll be back next week with more insights and analysis. Until then, stay informed and keep an eye on the business landscape.
Goodbye, everyone's.
Goodbye.